I've been an astrologer since 1974 or something like that, and so it's kind of part of my life. And I was fascinated with the whole cult phenomenon when he started to run and then when he got elected. And then I started noticing the relationship between Trump and the USA chart, the two charts. So what I'm going to be looking at is the charts of these two entities. Anything that can be said to be born has a chart that's possible to look at. Okay, so the chart meaning the energy system within which that entity is operating. Okay, so that's kind of just like a, you know, one way of looking at it. But so what I want to do is I want to do something very simple. But first I want to pass around something. I've done this one other time, and I'm going to change it a little bit, what I did before. I'm going to pass around the charts of the USA and Trump. Not that you're going to understand it, but just so that you'll... Do I have the USA here? I don't have the USA chart here. Let me do that. I have Trump's chart, though, so I'll just pass around his. So you'll see it's a complicated thing, and I'm not going to do anything complicated. I'm going to put it to its essence. But so that's what a chart looks like. Okay, and it's, so in other words, these points all represent energies that were in the heavens and their relationships to one another at the moment of your birth, of that person who's in the middle of that chart. And theoretically, you know, unless you occupy the same body, you have a different chart than anybody else. Okay, so everybody's unique. So I'll just pass that.
So this is a birth chart?
That's a birth chart for Donald Trump. Yeah. I'm just going to pass that around. But meanwhile, let's go back to the actual, you know, the more primordial way of looking at this. And I want to start, and by the way, I have a tremor, so when I do this, it's going to be wavy lines. The child, when the child starts to draw, I notice this with my own kids, the first thing they draw and they will point to is a circle, right? It's something whole. It's like the original form, you might say, is a circle. And then what happens is they start to put stuff inside the circle, and that's what a chart is. So you have the real primordial form then would be the circle with the cross inside it, and if you connected these points, that would create a square. So in astrology, what you're especially looking at is these points here on the east, the south, the west, and the north, okay? And these are the places where the energies, as in that chart that you see, if there are energies on these angles, they're called the angles of the charts, then they express into the world. Then they're more important because they're more obvious. Okay, it's not that the others aren't important, but those are the ones that really show up. Okay, and that's why we're doing this, because we're looking at what shows up in Donald Trump and what shows up in the USA chart and how they're connected. That's what we're looking at. Okay. So if you look at any chart, the horizontal line is, you know, below that is earth, above that is sky. And this point here on the east is called
the
ascendant.
That the west?
No, it's the east. It's called the ascendant or rising sign.
Oh.
Okay. And that is where the sun rises. This point moves 1 degree every 4 minutes. So this is the most sensitive point in the whole chart because it has to do with the Earth's rotation on its own axis. Okay, so that's why an astrologer, we always say, when were you born? Please get me an exact time if you can. And usually, you know, even that might not be right because the doctor may have decided later, oh boy, I was about 5:20. You know, so this is the most important point, and it's the most uncertain, and it's where your energies meet the world. So think of where these planets are has to do with your personality, what you show, how you're jutting into experience in this world, okay? your soul, you might say, is represented in the center here. It's utilizing these planets. It's utilizing this persona, this personality in this lifetime. So any planet that's on an ascendant, on the ascendant, is hugely emphasized in the life. The opposite of that is where you meet, where the world meets you. It's really you, but you project that into other people. So this tends to be the place where your partners are, in other words. It's really you, but it seems like it's somebody else. Okay? It's, in other words, we've got energies that are inside us, but they seem like, some of them seem like they're outside us. Okay? But ultimately, we have to realize it's all inside us. And then down at the bottom is the place where you're rooted into the earth, and up at the top is where you're going, your path. So this is kind of like your lodestone, you know, how you're connecting earth to sky, and then how you're laterally working with people in the outside world, okay? So you kind of get that, right? Mm-hmm. It's not hard to get, really, that part. Okay, so, and think of yourself now in the center of your own world, and everybody's in the center of their own world, and the world is infinite, so there's no circumference, so the center's everywhere. Think of it like that. You know, it's really helpful to think of it like that. And each one of us, totally unique, and yet interacting with everybody else. And the planets, in their motions, the way we understand a planet is when we are able to finally feel it for the first time. And the feeling it for the first time is when it completes its cycle. Okay, so the moon is only 29 and a half days, right? We get the moon within the first month of birth. Right? Your baby's, so you kind of know what the baby wants now. You didn't know before. It's like, what's that? But now it's not so random anymore. Yeah, and she's connected to you, and the moon is the mother, and the mothering, and the vulnerability that we all still have as little children inside ourselves. And then Venus and Mercury are both within the first year. And that's, Venus is what you like and dislike. Mercury is the way you connect with other people, especially with your words. And then the sun itself, which is the annual cycle, and that's when a kid definitely changes from being a little baby to a toddler by the end of the first year. 2 years is the Mars cycle. That's me! No! Mine! Right? Mars. The Mars cycle. Now that's going to be important here because we're talking about Donald Trump. Okay? He has Mars right exactly on his ascendant. Okay? Right here.
Well, he acts like a toddler.
Yeah, it's actually 27 degrees of guess which sign? Can you guess? Leo, the king. Right? I'm the one, right? 27 Leo, okay? His ascendant itself is at 29 degrees Leo, okay? 29 degrees Leo. 29 degrees of any sign is the most karmic degree of the sign. So the person that has a 29th degree occupied has to learn the lessons of that sign so they can keep going, right? Right, so Donald Trump has a 29 degree Leo ascendant, and the 29th degree of Leo happens to be directly under Regulus, which is one of the four major stars in the heavens. It is the king, right? The royal star of the heavens. So no wonder, you know, his homes have gold and, you know, columns, and no wonder. That is what he expresses in this world. It's his nature. It's who he is. It's who he is. Okay, and that's really important to recognize about him. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're not looking at him politically. We're not looking at him morally. We're just looking at his nature. Right? And this whole, that's what I want to do with this talk, is we're looking beneath politics, beneath our judgments about somebody, to the energies that are activated by this person, right? In us. How could he be so narcissistic? How could he be so self-centered? That's what it feels like. But he doesn't even know he's being that way. It's just him. Okay. All right, another really important part about Donald Trump, and this is the part that really fascinated me when I started looking at him, is he has the sun in Gemini. I think it's at 21, I'll have to look at that. And Uranus right next to it at like 18, something like that. What is it? Does it say?
I have no idea.
I can't read it. Is that gibberish? So he has, I made them two. So seven. So Uranus is here, and the sun is here, 17 and 21. Okay, so the sun is the self, right? The shining self. Uranus is a planet that is an 84-year cycle, okay? Remember I said we don't understand something unless it's happened once, right? Unless we've gone through the whole cycle, like the Mars cycle, the terrible twos. Okay, Uranus is an 84-year cycle. So, who's here 84? Nobody, right? None of us understand Uranus, but it's operating in us anyway. And it has to do with unpredictability, being a total wild card, not knowing what you're going to do next, being completely impulsive, like lightning in a dark sky. His sun is conjunct Uranus. Think about that, right? So no wonder he feels like a wild card. He is a wild card. He really is a wild card. Okay, and then he has the moon. He was born at an eclipse, okay? He was born exactly at an eclipse, where the moon is right down here at 21 degrees of Sagittarius. So he may come off like an idiot sometimes, right? But that's very deliberate. He's not an idiot.
No.
He's not an idiot at all. He's very bright, and he has very big ideas. That's the Sagittarius, very big ideas. He has lots of ideas. He's always spewing them out, but some of them are real big, too, a real big overview. And we're not talking about whether it's right or wrong. We're just saying he does have that. Okay, so those are the things especially that I wanted to mention about him. There's also, he has a Venus-Saturn conjunction in Cancer, which means he's very, very oriented towards his family. You know, the loyalty of family is very, loyalty is important anyway, but loyalty of family especially. And what's interesting is at the time of the inauguration, he had some major planet, I can't remember which one it was, right on top of that, which to me signified that he was now going to expand his idea of family to be Americans. Like he really wanted to be the protector of America, which is how he's acting. At least that's what he thinks he's doing, right? I'm now, we're going to make America great again, and I'm going to be the one that does it. Okay, so those are the things that are really significant for me. And I will look at this again, but first, this is all right, this will work. So what I want to do now is show the U.S. chart, as much as I can remember it, in terms of these angles again, because the angles, remember, are the most significant thing. Okay, in the U.S. chart, we have, I think it's Uranus here, and Mars here. Okay, now that's the descendant, remember? That's where we think other people are coming at us, we think the other is there, because we're here expressing. This is Sagittarius, this is Gemini, and guess what? Trump has his sun exactly on the USA Mars. Exactly on it. So that means, think of it, that Mars is, huge energy expressing, okay? So he, just his nature, who he is activating the Mars of the United States chart, activating the citizens of this country to become very martial, and then it ends up being polarized, We have, in other words, it's very energizing. He has a very energizing effect on the citizens of this country, on the whole world, really, And then we don't, we're not comfortable with that feeling, and so we turn it into ideas, and we then, well, this is what it really means. Well, no, this is what it really means. And then we start getting mad at each other instead of going, wait a minute, it's just energy. How can we use this energy in a different way? That's the main thing I want to say. How can we use this energy in a different way? So yeah, his sun, and therefore nearby, his Uranus, are right on top of this whole part of the U.S. chart. So let's hope he's smart. Let's hope he really is, because this kind of connection, especially with his Mars being on the ascendant, could be somebody that just like blows up the whole world, right? Right, because it's very martial. I mean, it's very my way or the highway.
That's encouraging.
But he does seem to be, I mean, look what he's done with North Korea. You know, they're getting together now. So, I mean, who knows? It seems like he's... on the one hand, some people say, well, he's playing 4D chess, right? And the other people say, well, he's an idiot. Well, which is right, right? So that's where we are, is trying to understand what this is about. A little bit more on the U.S. chart, which is interesting to me, is that Saturn is in Libra, and the Sun, Jupiter, Mercury, and something else, probably Venus, are in Cancer. And this is the part of the chart that, you know, family, home, vulnerability, you know, everybody, tribal, just really, you know, my family, my community, very important. Home base, really important. The homeland security, very important. And yet it's square to Saturn, square meaning 90 degrees apart, meaning difficult to put together. What is this? This has to do with justice. Justice and family, you know, and homeland. They don't always get along. Like, what's just and what isn't? Especially with people like homeless people. You know, how do we deal with this? And so this is like a major aspect in the U.S. chart. It always has been. Issues of justice versus issues of protecting the homeland. And then there's Neptune up here, very close to the midheaven, which remember is the path, and that's in Virgo. But that has to do with, there's the American dream. Neptune is the dream, the vision, you know, but it can be just a chimera, you know, not real. The American dream is very important to everybody also. So, and then, you know, this is an interesting thing to look at the U.S. chart. On 9/11, okay, on 9/11, in fact, for that month, it wasn't just 9/11, for about a month there, Pluto, transit Pluto, which has a cycle of 248 years, and transit Saturn, which has a cycle of 30 years, were exactly opposed right on the USA chart. And Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. Huh. Isn't that interesting?
Gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, that to me really is a good proof that this is the chart we need to use for USA chart. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the main thing I wanted to say. Does it kind of give you an underlying perspective, not perspective, but feeling of what's going on?
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So to me, the question is, how do we get beneath the concepts and our ideas about things to the actual emotions that are coming up in all of us in a way that we become conscious of them without trying to, you know, kill each other, you know, when we have different views, right? How do we do that? I mean, to me, that's the key. But it does energize us. It does energize us. And maybe his whole function is just to smash everything. You know, maybe that's why he's here. Who knows? To smash the status quo, whatever it was. So, does anybody have any questions?
So what do you think that means for the term of his presidency?
Well, that's another thing. Right now, there's a, I don't want to get too complicated, too technical, but there's an indication that for 3 months, starting about a month from now, from a month before now, a very difficult time for him. If he's going to be assassinated, I think that's when it would happen. in Pluto, it's a Pluto contact, which is death and rebirth. So, it's a difficult time.
Could that also be impeachment?
It could be, but I think this is more powerful than that.
That's what I was going to say, something about impeachment.
It's more powerful. This is more...
permanent?
Yeah, this is more...
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you basing the chart on the U.S., July 4, 1776,
late afternoon. There's been a number of different charts, but this is the one that seems to gel more than the others. I mean, they all go back to that day, but it's when this one actually, remember I said this point moves 1 degree every 4 minutes, and so... That's why this chart seems to be right when you think of what happened on 9/11. It was right on that point. Mm. See, so if it had been half an hour earlier or later, it wouldn't have been right on that point. Astrology is a very...
Does this give you hope, this picture of Trump?
Hope for what?
Hope for what, yeah.
Peace. What does hope mean?
Yeah, hope...
Hope is different
that he's playing
for a lot of people.
And that he's succeeding? Sure, but who knows? No, I don't know. I on the one hand, I feel for him because he's got just constantly people against
him. Badgering
him. Uh-huh. Constantly. And yet, I think he utilizes that energy. He knows how to use negative energy to get where he wants to go. So
it seems
that's
to be
true.
Him.
Yeah, so he's not an idiot. I mean,
his IQ is like 160.
What?
I think his IQ is like 165. I was just reading about him and his son. And
165 what?
His IQ.
Oh, I bet it is. I bet if you have you ever read his tweets?
Oh.
His tweets are very interesting. I mean, he really has
his
tweet
son's
world
IQ
down.
Is higher than his.
What?
His son's IQ is higher than his.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. You're talking about
Baron.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
So how long does it take to learn? I mean, like...
To learn astrology?
To learn it and then to put it together and, like, to come up with a chart or whatever.
Lots of astrologers now because they can all do it on computer.
Right.
But I used to have to set it up, do the mathematics, and then I'm used to use these beautiful charts. It would take me an hour to do each one. I couldn't even do it now with my tremor. Thank God I don't have to. But
so when you read those things, like not just relating to Trump, though, can you do it like on somebody in here?
Oh, sure. Everybody.
And tell, like, for me, tell me when I'm going to die.
Well, you know, there was my mentor, this beautiful woman. I think in Vedic astrology, which is the Asian astrology, they do things like that. You know, they talk about death charts and stuff. And I look at windows of opportunity to die, but I don't say that you're going to.
Well, that's good. That's all right.
Do you have any, to run down the, like Pisces, Aries, Sagittarius, Cancer, all that? Do you have any insight or theories or. About each one of them or anything?
Oh, sure.
On each sign.
Oh, sure. If you look at the chart or the zodiac, which is the sequence of signs, right, mm-hmm. as an evolutionary process, okay? Now, every sign has its own evolutionary process. For example, Aries, when it's completely cuckoo, is just the temper tantrum of the 2-year-old. But an Aries that is advanced would be like the general in an army, right? Who knows what he's doing? Mm-hmm. But very courageous and uses surprise. See, that Aries is like the surprise. And then Taurus, when Taurus is being unevolved, is like just, head in sand, right? It's just head in sand. And when evolved, well, it could be the permaculturist, really working with the earth in a very profound way. Every sign is like that. And also, every sign is in the sequence of signs. Every sign is a reaction to the excesses of the one before it. So the excesses of Aries are too much just blowing up. Mm-hmm. Taurus grounds it, right? So everything's like that.
So on your chart,
mm-hmm.
is there a place for each sign? Like,
well,
Pluto and
I mean, the natural chart would have Aries on the ascendant. Okay, but everybody has a different ascendant because of when they were born.
Okay.
So that's the thing, yeah. So it is a complicated language.
So every single sign is influenced by every other sign.
Absolutely. And every sign is influenced differently by every other sign. So the signs that are opposite one another are opposite or complements, depending. Signs that are square, like we talk about here, you know, this is a square. You might say that each of us is like trying to fit a square thing into a round hole, right? And so the square is a 90 degree angle here, and that's energies that are, they just don't get along, right? They just have to learn how. And I often found myself, by myself, working with people that have lots of squares in their chart, because they have a lot of difficulty, but when they can utilize their energies consciously, they're phenomenal, right? And yet people that have planets that are like trine, which means 120 degrees apart, that's, you know, dividing the circle in three, that's an ease harmony. But that can also be a stuck place, you know. You're just doing it, but you don't ever change. You don't ever learn. You just, I found an easy way. I have a son like that, isn't it? In fact, I have two sons. One of them, lots of squares. And he's an inventor, and he's always just, you know, doing all sorts of stuff. The other one has lots of trines, and he was stuck in his own way until this woman just woke him up. He was 52 years old.
So do you do individual
readings?
Or whatever?
I do readings, yes, I do readings.
So do you have to have the exact time?
I certainly prefer it.
Born like 4 or 6 in the morning?
I certainly prefer it.
That's good.
That's cool.
Because I know when my kids were born, I don't know nothing about me.
Oh, honey.
So I can blame my difficultness on lots of squares.
You have lots of squares?
I don't know. I'm a difficult person, so I guess I can say I have lots
Probably,
of squares.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. It's like, but the thing is, it's like the more squares you have, the more difficult your chart, the more your growth is possible, right? The more hard it is, but the more, if you're conscious of it, you can really go places with it. That's the thing. That's the thing to remember. When I was in my 20s and going through a really hard time, you know, they say I was having a breakdown, and I knew I was having a breakthrough, right? Mm-hmm. I knew that. I'm 75 now, so that was a long time ago. And I remember going in to look at the mirror one day, thinking, oh God, who am I today? You know, because I kept changing. I was just, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen to me. And I went and looked in the mirror, and this voice, I was just scared. Like, what's going to happen to me? And this voice said to me, don't worry, just keep going. Don't get stuck.
Wow.
I mean, literally.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Really good advice. And later that afternoon, I realized that someday I would be able to help people do the same thing that I was doing now. And then later I found this language
That's cool.
that I can utilize to do that.
Did you have to go to college to learn all of that? Just curiosity.
No. I already had a PhD in philosophy.
Okay.
So I knew how to learn.
Okay.
When I started learning, I had been a teacher in a experimental college, and I had been fired for being too experimental.
Okay? Oh my God.
Which now is my greatest accomplishment.
That's like an oxymoron, isn't it?
That's great. Fired for being too experimental. And so that's what set me off on my real path.
That's
after
like getting rid of someone because they're too intelligent or too
smart. So that's what set me off on, who am I, you know? Mm-hmm. And I started to study astrology to help me understand myself, and then, you know, then it was, and I don't know how many people would admit this, but I think that it's probably true for most female astrologers, that especially what interested us was learning about boyfriends. What's your chart?
The right ones
tell me
your
name. I want to know, you know, because I want to know who you are so I can control you, basically.
or dump you before.
Or dump you, right? Yeah. Okay, it's like,
sorry,
you know.
We don't jive here on the chart.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let me check my chart. No, I can't date you anymore. Bye.
The Chinese one and this and that.
Yeah.
I can go out with you this week, but not next week.
Yeah. But anyway, just to move it back to Trump and the USA, do you kind of get what I'm talking about?
It's energetic that's been activated hugely.
Yeah.
So now you just got the symbol for it.
You can see how he gets all the way he acts.
And instead of getting triggered by it, which is what happens to us,
yes.
We get triggered instead of going, oh, there it is again. Okay. Mm-hmm. How can I work with this in an evolutionary sense rather than just a polarizing sense?
It's always nice to know what the underlying causes of things are.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It helps put things to rest in your mind.
Exactly.
So in his particular chart,
yeah,
it's when you have a chart that could be difficult or difficult, perceived difficult by other people.
Right.
It's conscious awareness that brings that around to a maturity of
yes.
that sign.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, with this, I didn't even mention this, but with this chart, with the U.S. chart, the Mars Uranus on the descendant, I mean, that is, you know, just a huge technological inventiveness that's been here forever. But also, I think we've been at war, like what?
Forever.
95% of the time since we were born. You know, so that's the Mars Uranus, too. And the paranoia of the other. You know, the fear of the other.
Friend.
What?
Should have brought my 92-year-old friend.
Yeah.
Give us some insight.
Yeah, just this constant paranoia. And the Sagittarian ascendant, you know, the swaggering, swashbuckling cowboy just doing its thing around the world, right? Thinking of itself as exceptional. There's the unevolved Sagittarian.
Mm-hmm.
Unevolved Sagittarian. So every sign can be, you know, has a process that it can go through depending on how self-aware it is.
So do you think that if somebody was to show Trump his chart, do you think that it would affect him at all, or
probably not? You know what I think
he'd
would
probably embrace the king.
What?
He'd probably say,
I'm the king.
Thank you for proving that.
But you know, looking at so pretend this is Trump again.
Oh yeah, that's me.
you got me pegged.
Yeah, that's me.
And remember, he's the Mars, the king. But you know what's at the midheaven is Taurus. And I just keep thinking, if he could just walk barefoot in the forest, you know, he could just ground himself. Because he's probably never done it. He's just on golf courses and they're chemicals.
And never barefoot.
Mm-hmm. If he could just get into his body in a new way and get into the body of the earth. Because that's the thing that just makes me weep is the way he treats nature and the environment and without any concern whatsoever. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Cool.
That was wonderful. Thanks. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, the planet, you know, I've heard, I don't know that much about astrology.
Right.
But I've heard the planet as a whole, we're at the end of the Piscean Age and on the cusp of the
Aquarian Age. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we? Is that?
Well, yeah, in generally speaking, that's true.